back here on the Mugs in the Morning program. And we are joined here with Bill from the National Weather Services. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty good.
Excellent.
Good to hear. And we are we're getting back-to-back 90-degree days today and tomorrow, huh?
Yes, it is warm. It looks like we're probably going to be right around 90 today and probably about there tomorrow. And guess what? The wind's going to blow.
I was going to ask you a question. Because I got a, just early this morning, I got a call. What did you guys see on your radar last night coming through town? Because the caller I got said he thought it was a microburst up in the northeast corner of town.
Well, and you know what? I live in the southeast part of town, and actually out here at the airport, we didn't experience it, but I have a home weather station, and it was actually a heat burst.
Okay.
So what that is, you might have saw the lightning and kind of stuff going.
Yeah.
To the south about 8:30 or so. Well, that kind of moved north and kind of fell apart, and it was kind of higher based. So basically it was kind of just sent, it was kind of evaporating basically as the rain was coming down. So it that's kind of what a heat burst is, and then the precipitation just evaporates and then falls towards the ground, and it kind of compresses and heats up, and the evaporation process, and then a gust of wind can come out of that. And my home weather station in the southeast part of town, I was about 74 degrees at 9:45 and shot up to about 85 at 10:15.
Wow.
And then went back down to about 74 where it was before, you know, by 10:45 or so. And the humidity dropped like from 65-70% down to 27% when that happened. So
wow.
That dry air from that decaying thunderstorm just slammed down into the ground and warmed things up. And yeah, it was just really in the eastern part of the town out here at the airport. We didn't, the weather station at the east end of the runway didn't even experience that. So yeah, it blew the, I was just about ready to fall asleep, and it took the neighbor's trash can and rolled it up the sidewalk and hit the side of my house, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, the individual I was talking to, they had a tree, the neighbor's tree came down, hit the side of their house and went across their front porch. And
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. It was real localized, kind of like you said, on the east side of town. I think I gusted to about 45 or so. And I'm a little protected kind of where my weather station is. So it could have been, yeah, definitely a little stronger than that. So enough to take a tree branch down or two in spots.
Interesting. That's probably why you got into weather, because it's always interesting.
There's always something going on in Nebraska with the weather. And, if you ever, you Google heat burst, you can kind of learn all about it. Sometimes temperatures can shoot way up into the 90s from them. So this was kind of a moderate one, but it was interesting. But that's what happened there on the east part of town. It was just kind of localized.
The way you described that with the air, you know, compressing, coming down and forming the heat, I immediately thought of how a diesel engine works. And that's you know, you compress it to get the ignition. You don't really have a spark plug. Just another one of those things with weather that just fascinates me.
Yeah, they are pretty fascinating, and it's kind of freaky too to see that, like, in the middle of the night sometimes you wake up and you have one of those and you look at your thermometer and it says 93 degrees outside and you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But that's what they are. So kind of takes special conditions for those to happen. Usually, you know, there might be kind of a dry layer or something in there between the surface and the cloud base. And so, but that's what happened last night.
And then the rest of the week, what do we got in store?
Well, like I said, tomorrow we're going to be up around 90. Humidity isn't going to be terribly dry tomorrow, but we're definitely going to have to watch for some elevated fire weather conditions, because we're going to have some pretty strong south winds, you know, probably gusting on the order 35, 40 miles an hour. And those afternoon relative humidities, down around 25 to 30%. So I mean, that's not bone dry, but if we get a fire start or something tomorrow, that's going to be an issue, especially in areas that haven't had much rain, and that's quite a lot of the area now. That's gotten pretty dry, so we're going to be kind of watching that. Then tomorrow evening, it looks like we've got a round of thunderstorms that's going to kind of move off the Rockies and into the Panhandle and should move across most of the area. We've got a slight risk for severe thunderstorms across western Nebraska tomorrow evening, primarily for wind, but hopefully there'll be some rainfall with that.
Oh,
and then I was kind of looking ahead. Yeah, and then I was kind of looking ahead. We get some general troughing kind of in the western part of the United States, and models have been hinting at a fairly wet weekend coming up a week from now. So that would be something different.
We could sure take it.
Yeah, so they've been kind of showing that for several days now and continue to show that. So kind of as we get into the Saturday, Sunday time frame, we might have quite a few showers and thunderstorms around here, and really maybe dampen things down pretty good. So that would be good news.
That it's would also be gonna, a blessing. Yeah, that would
yes,
be good.
It would.
Also going to cool off. In fact, we'll be probably only around 70 or the low 70s by the time we get into next weekend.
The one thing the weather pattern here has done. And it's one of the rare occurrences I've seen is the doves have stayed around longer. They're usually winging their way south by this time in September. We've generally had a cold snap, but this year the doves are staying here.
Well, and looking ahead here at the long range, we've got above normal temperatures, pretty much for the next 6 to 10 days. But like I said, we might have that cool down next weekend, but then as we kind of look out past that, as we get out 8 to 14 days, which would take you like September 23rd, through the 29th, so as we get past maybe the cool down and the rainy spell next weekend, it looks like we stay leaning towards above normal temperatures all the way through the end of the month.
Well,
that's why they're sticking around. They know it's not going to get not going to get chilly for a while.
Yeah, the dove biologists say it usually takes 2 or 3 nights in the 40s for them to get their urge to start migrating south. So we may have a longer than average dove season.
I don't know what happened.
Gremlins.
All of a sudden, I was talking to you, and then there was a busy signal.
Gremlins.
All right, well, Bill, I guess the final question I was going to ask you was just anything else our listeners should know about this week's weather?
No, just kind of, the wind with the wind tomorrow, kind of the fire weather, is always a concern this time of the year as it gets dry. The good news is by the time we get to Wednesday, it looks like the winds are going to be kind of lessening as we get through the end of the week. So breezy today, really windy tomorrow, and then the winds kind of settle off a little bit. Just kind of keep an eye on the storms maybe for tomorrow night, and we will hope for that rainfall and cooler temperatures next weekend, because that would be something we all need.
Most definitely.
I agree. All right, well, Bill, we're formally going to thank you for and we said thank you, but I don't think you heard us, so we'd like to thank you for taking the time to take our call and talk to us about the weather. Okay. Absolutely,
always happy to do it.
Absolutely, you have a great
week.
Take
care.
All right, we'll talk to you later.